Unit 6. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning, Professor.
How are things going?
Everything is okay. Thank you. How are you?
I'm fine too, thank you. And where is our young friend Vova? I can't see him.
You're right. He isn't here yet. It's the first time he's been late.
I like him very much. And I also like his songs. He makes very good raps. Vova is such a smart boy. I think he will be a rap star soon.
Oh, I don't think so. He dreams about different things. His first dream is to be an artist. He likes to draw, and he also likes to paint very much. His second dream is to go to London. That's why he is studying English. His third dream is to get a letter from Santa Claus. He likes Christmas, and he also likes New Year holidays very much. His fourth dream is to go to the moon.
Oh, he is such a good dreamer.
Ah, here he is. Wait a minute, Professor. I'll open the door. Who's there?
It's me.
Come in, Vova.
I'm sorry for being late. There are traffic jams in the streets today. It wasn't easy to get here.
Okay, next time you must get up earlier to be on time.
I will, for sure. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, my young friend. We've just been speaking about you and your dreams.
Really?
Yes, we have. I told the professor that you want to be an artist.
No, Miss Lorraine, I don't want to be an artist. I don't want to work in the theater.
But why do you think artists only work in theaters?
And where do they work?
They usually paint at home or from nature.
Sorry, maybe I didn't understand you. Do artists draw and paint pictures?
Of course they do.
And they don't work in the theaters, sing songs, or dance?
Well, of course artists work in theaters, but they don't only sing or dance. Artists also make decorations there.
Ah, now I understand you. Yes, of course, I want to be an artist. I like drawing and painting very much.
And what about making rap? Don't you want to be a rap star?
Well, I don't know. I think rap is just my hobby.
I think soon it will be my hobby, too. Let's make a rap together.
Let's. What are the new words today?
Well, they are first, second, third, fourth, also, different, from, such, year, soon.
Great. Let's start.
He's the first, she's the second, and the bird is the third. Have a look, their fourth also went to the north. Very soon I will be on the moon. It was such a good lunch. This letter is from my cousin Tom. On New Year and Christmas, Santa Claus knocks at different doors.
That was funny. But now it's time for our grammar lesson. Are you ready?
What shall I do?
Open your book, please.
Draw lines from the numbers to the words. What's the difference between 17 and 70?
Well, 17 is more than 10, but less than 20. 70 is more than 20, but less than 100.
Lorraine, let's play a game. I'll think of a number, and you guess what it is.
I know this game. We used to play it at camp.
All right, Professor. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. I am ready.
8.
More.
90.
Less.
13.
More.
50.
Less.
15.
More.
40.
Less.
20.
More.
33.
Less.
31.
More.
I know.
Hush, Vova. It's a secret. Write the number in your book.
All right.
Professor, in the last lesson, you told us that you had received letters from the English children with their pictures attached. Have you got them with you?
Sure I have. I'm going to show you these pictures right now. They are the best children in our group. They are such bright children. They come to our camp nearly every year. Wait a minute. Let me open my bag and take them out. Have I forgotten them?
What's that?
Aha, it's a book. I read it yesterday. I've never read such an interesting book before. It's about the most beautiful places in the world. I shall send it to my wife soon. She likes such books. Where are those letters?
It's not a problem, Professor. You can bring them tomorrow for our next lesson.
Ah, I found them. Here are the envelopes. Let me open the envelopes. Here are the pictures. But you know, they're not only from England. They're all from different countries.
Really? I think that's even better. Who are they?
The first child is a boy. The second is a girl. The third is also a girl. And the fourth is a boy.
Can you tell us anything about these children?
Of course I can. Listen carefully. The first child is a boy. His name is Jack. He's 10 years old. He's from England. Last month, I met him suddenly when I was walking along the street in London. We talked about the children in our camp. He said he missed them all. He often gets letters from the other children and always writes back to them. He was the strongest boy in our group. He got up early in the morning and did morning exercises every day. After that, he went to the swimming pool and swam there. Nothing could stop him. They said he swam when the weather was bad and even in the rain. He was also very clever. He repaired a TV and a few chairs. You know, that's not easy. It's rather difficult. He also repaired a fence and even painted it. I've just got a message on my telephone from him. He wrote, let me read this message. I have recently been to Moscow and had so much fun there. I had never been to Moscow before. I like this city. You can see the children write letters to me and send messages. They like me, and I also like them.
Mm. And who is this?
I'll tell you about this second child. She's a girl. Her name is Zarima. She is little. She is only 7. But she'll soon have a birthday. So she is nearly 8. She lives in Egypt. Just look at her. She looks like a spring flower. She had a dream to learn English. Dreams come true. When she came to the camp, she couldn't speak English at all. And she could understand nothing at first. But soon she began to understand nearly everything. She listened very carefully to people speaking English. You know, it's not easy to study languages. It's rather difficult. If you want to study English, you must work hard. So she worked hard, and very soon she began to speak English well. I would never have thought that such a little girl would be able to learn English in such a short time. She also likes to ask questions.
When is her birthday?
It'll be next month. She's very bright. I think she'll be a teacher when she grows up.
I like this girl very much. And what about the third child?
I'll tell you about this third child. She is also a girl. She isn't little. She's 11 years old already. Her name is Alice. She's from France. She can play the guitar well. She didn't like to get up early in the morning. But every day, late at night, she told us stories about different monsters. She started her stories with the words, "Once upon a time, there lived a monster. Have you ever heard the story about the dead wolf?" She told us this story late at night. After that, all the children couldn't sleep till it began to get light early in the morning. Sometimes she typed these stories on the computer, printed them, and made books. You'll see, she'll be a writer one day.
Oh, very interesting. And what about the last child?
And the last child, but not the least, is Pat. He's the youngest in this group. He's only 6 years old. He's from Australia. Have you ever been to Australia?
No, I haven't. I've never been to Australia.
Me neither.
But I went there last year. It's a very interesting country. Pat can make very good sandwiches. Sometimes he even helped our cook. I think he'll be a very good cook when he grows up.
I like these children. May I write a letter to one of them?
You can. You can ask them any questions you like, and they'll answer you.
You can ask them about their hobbies and dreams and about many other things. Choose anyone and write him or her a letter tomorrow.
I want to write a letter right now. I like all children, but I like the rima most of all.
Here's a sheet of paper and a pen.
No, I better type it on the computer and then print it. So, dear Zarima, my name is Vova. Professor Smart gave me your address and said I could write a letter to you. He told me a little about you, and now I know that you learned to speak English in the camp. He said you were a very clever pupil.
He also told me that you were going to have a birthday soon. My congratulations on your birthday. Have a happy birthday.
How are you? How are your parents? Can you write me something about them? Do you have any sisters or brothers? Do you go to school? What do you study? As for me, I live in Moscow. Moscow is the biggest city in Russia. If you come to see us one day, I'll show you many interesting places here. And of course, you'll meet lots of different people. Please, write to me soon. Yours, Vova.
Now let me print this letter and put it in an envelope.
Where is the address? Here it is.
And now your task. The first task is to draw a line to connect the word artist with the right pictures. The second task is to write in the names of the children, their age, and the country they come from, and color the pictures. Color the pictures of the first child in blue, of the second child in pink, of the third child in green, and the fourth child in red. And the last task is to go through the test.
Test? Which test?
There is a very interesting test.
Are you a dreamer? I'm not a dreamer, but I want to go through this test right now, just to be sure. May I?
Well, you may, if you want. Shall I help you?
Yes, please.
So, the first question, have you ever been to France? A, yes, I have. B, not yet. It's my dream. C, I don't remember. D, I don't like France.
Well, of course I like France, but I have never been there. Answer B.
The second question, where were you last year? A, in a children's camp. B, in other countries. C, at home. D, on the moon.
Well, on the moon, of course. Answer D.
The third question, do you often read just for fun? A, always. B, seldom. C, sometimes early in the morning. D, if I have time.
Well, I always read just for fun. Answer A.
The fourth question, what have you dreamed about recently? A, about sandwiches. B, about painting a fence. C, about different things. D, about next summer.
Yes, lately I've dreamt about next summer.
And the last question, the fifth question, what do you usually do with interesting books? A, I listen carefully to my mom's reading. B, I read from the first word up to the last word. C, I read them in the evening and also late at night. D, I type them on my computer. I'll be a writer soon.
Well, I'm not going to be a writer, but I always read books from the first word up to the last word. It's answer B.
Now, let's do the calculations. The first question, answer B.
4 marks.
The second question, answer D.
4 marks.
The third question, answer A.
4 marks.
The fourth question, answer D.
4 marks.
The fifth question, answer B.
4 marks.
5 times 4 is?
20. So my answer is? Sometimes you must stop dreaming and start doing something. Oops.
Well, Vova, you really are a dreamer. But now we don't have time to dream. we must write a dictation. Open your copybook. Let's write the spelling dictation. Listen carefully. The first word, F-O-X. The second word, B-I-R-D. The third word, J-E-A-N-S. The fourth word, P-I-Z-Z-A. Don't forget to do all tasks and the exercises and get ready for the dictation. You must do your best. And before we say goodbye, let's sing a song.
I've already learnt the song about the four funny pigs. Let's sing it together.
Early in the morning, late at night, the funny pigs are happy and bright. The first pig, very soon, will go to the moon. Early in the morning, late at night, the funny pigs are happy and bright. The second pig wants to be such a little bee. Early in the morning, late at night, the funny pigs are happy and bright. The third pig thinks it's fun to be in the sun. Early in the morning, late at night, the funny pigs are happy and bright. The fourth pig dreams about one day going out. Early in the morning, late at night, the funny pigs are happy and bright.
Can you learn this song, my friend? If it's difficult for you, listen to it again. That will do for today. Our lesson is over. You may close your book. Goodbye.
Goodbye.